Well, we're making a big change today. We're leaving the wretched man of chapter 7. And we have seen, as we come into chapter 8, the wonderful declaration, the position that is now ours as a child of God. There is therefore now no condemnation. Now, I want you to look at this verse closely, especially if you have a King James translation, because there were translators who did not understand the grace to which they had been brought into. And so they looked at a verse and they added things that they felt would make the verse more clear. So it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Well, they thought, wait a minute. It has to have this added. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you look in the Darby translation or any critical translation, you'll find those words have their place as the result of what Christ has done. But my place of no condemnation is not in dependence upon me and how I'm walking. Christ, this is the wonder of the chapter that we're into. He has done everything. It is a finished work. So if we can get hold of that, that last phrase does not belong in this verse. It is rightly in verse 4 that we'll come to in a moment. Others can add as we go on here.
I was thinking of the great link between the question of, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? It is not what shall deliver me, but it is who. And it is a person. I think this is a very critical point for us to connect with what the Spirit of God has written in verse 1. The no condemnation is in a person, because we are those who are in Christ Jesus. So the previous chapter reminded us of the new and old operating system, reminded us of how our thoughts and our behavior were all centered in us by extension of the failure in Adam. But now we have been passed from death unto life. No condemnation. Is it in us? As Brother Chuck said, is it because I'm walking? No, it is in Christ Jesus. And this is the blessedness of how God now sees us. Everything has been settled in Christ. He bore our sins. We have the forgiveness of sins. And now it is in him that we're going to find in this chapter that we have no condemnation. And through the Spirit of God, we now are going to have the power to live out this life, to overcome the thoughts of this wretched man that I am. So remember, who is it? It's not a what, but who can deliver me? Deliverance needs to be made. The deliverance is in a man, the Lord Jesus.
Again, I'm coming from the King James. Many have a Darby, but a lot use that. So I like to use that, recognizing that's what many have. It says this word, the law of the Spirit. Now, immediately, our mind, when we hear the word law, goes to the Ten Commandments. Sometimes it means that. A lot of times it doesn't mean that. So here, I don't believe personally. My brethren will help me if they think I'm on off track, but it is the principle. It is the principle of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that has made me free from this law of sin and death. What we're going to learn today, young people, and I'm sure Emil and John and Tony will help us develop it, the Spirit of God was mentioned in chapter 5. The love of God was shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. But today, we're going to see much more of the work of the Spirit of God in us. I've been born again. That was God's work. I need to realize new birth is not power. Get hold of that. Where does power come from to live for Christ? I didn't hear you. Say it loud.
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is the power. He gives the energy. He gives the help. So it is the principle of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And I'm seeing the very practical results that come from that in the lives of those who by grace have been brought to Him. He's made me free. What does it mean to be free? What did the chains do? They bound us, didn't they? They had us in bondage, and John, I think I heard say, we've been liberated. We've been set free in this blessed one from the law or the principle of sin and death.
I want us to really, really focus and to really grasp what we have before us. That first verse, I think it was Mr. Kelly who said that. He's actually a good writer. If you guys like to visit the bookshelf sometimes, get a book on Romans, and I will recommend Mr. Hamilton Smith.
Amen.
So it's a good thing for us, you know, because we all, as we are sitting here helping you and explaining things, we all have learned from these early brethren and their writing. And it's a wonderful thing for us to just get hold of these books. And it's a good thing for you to take a book like Mr. Hamilton Smith or F.B. Hall and just open the book of Romans and go and look at how he explained it. You read, this is not just reading, this is now studying. Mm-hmm. And you look at the book and you underline and you see things, because the Spirit of God had given many abilities, and we are very grateful that we could use them. I think it was Mr. Kelly, he said that's the most hopeful verse in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. No condemnation. You know, we were in chapter 5 talking about Adam. What did he bring in? Condemnation, judgment. By the way, and I'm going to maybe go a little bit here for, because I know you guys are all very, very intelligent. Really, I really appreciate the question that's been asked, the searching mind that is subject to the Spirit of God, not to the intellect, to understand what we're doing. This word condemnation, you read it in many, many places in the Scripture. But this Greek word, there are four Greek words, four noun and four verbs for condemnation in the Greek language. And every one of them means something. This is a specific word. Are you with me? It's mentioned only twice and only in the book of Romans. I'm not going to tell you where it's mentioned, because I'm expecting you to go home, get a dictionary, especially a strong concordance, look at the numbers and just find out where it's mentioned. But it means simply this, that somebody was investigated thoroughly on every aspect. And found that no condemnation, nothing to be said about him. It's not just investigating him to see if he's right or wrong, or he did something or not, or even investigating him to build the case. In this word, in this condition, he was investigated through it all, and he find nothing to say, no judgment at all. What is the secret? There is no condemnation upon who? Who? Nobody's answering me. Who? I want to hear all of you. What is the second part of the verse said? Those who what? In Christ Jesus. Because God looks at the Lord Jesus and he found me in him. Now, I want you to look at this. This is a pencil here, right? See this pencil here? I'm going to put this pencil in my Bible. What do you see? You see the pencil? What do you see? You see my Bible. But my pencil is in the Bible. You don't see anything about that pencil at all. What you see is you see this Bible here. This is what it means to be in Christ Jesus. God have taken us and put us in Christ. And when he looks, he doesn't see any of us. He see Christ. Do you think God would say there is a condemnation or a question about Christ? That has nothing to do with walking after, because let me add one word, because I want to highlight what Brother Chuck said to make it very clear, because salvation does not depend on me. Mm. Does not. It all depends on Christ. So let me put that verse. I'm going to add another word. He added one. I'm going to add another one. Therefore, there is no condemnation upon, therefore, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit for one day. Anybody will have no condemnation just for one day. Have you ever have a day of your life that you, God could look at it and said, no, no condemnation. Everything's good. Just for one day. How about 1 second? 1 minute? No. Has nothing to do with you walking or not walking. I think Brother Chuck said it clearly. That's in verse 4. But in that verse, it's in Christ Jesus. Always remember that. You see, again, we're hidden in Him. Our life is hidden in Him. You don't see Him. God, look at the Lord Jesus and see all perfection, and He sees me in Christ. No condemnation. That's how the chapter starts. You know how the chapter 8 end? No separation. Look at the safety and the security that we have. No condemnation because you are in Christ. And no separation because you are always and ever in Him. You're secure in His hand. Don't let anybody tell you that you could lose your salvation.